The big homie's house. Happy homie ween. I can't see shit in this motherfucker. Ah, fuck. All right, there we go. Big homie JoJo, what's up? You ready?
Hello.
You know, niggas be late, so we doing our Halloween shit past Halloween. So
as you can see.
As and do. But we got the homies in the building. How everybody feeling? Y'all good?
Sure.
Yeah. Y'all shy?
Mm-mm. Yeah, we're
good. Sound shy as hell. We got big homie BJ back in the building. Fresh off Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Well, we got in a car accident right before.
Damn.
We got on the stage and came right back to Atlanta. Hmm. New York niggas was out there fighting backstage. It was New York shit.
Typical New York shit.
Nigga got his ass.
You from New York?
Hell yeah. Them little niggas was getting in that. It was funny.
Are you saying it?
But yeah, did I see it? I'm from New York, of course. She got the exclusive footage.
That shit happened.
You sound like you was in it, niggas. Like,
right. No, I'm not.
You was an accomplice?
Her niggas, imagine.
It was her neighborhood niggas. Who, Ron or K-Flop?
I actually met the both of them, but okay. I'm
not. Where are you from? What part of New York are you from?
Everywhere.
Introduce yourself.
That's some New York.
I'm Shanalou. Hey.
Okay, and also New, how you doing? What's your name?
I'm good. I'm Michaela.
Michaela, how you doing, Michaela?
I'm good.
Michaela, where you from?
Bermuda.
Said Barbados.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
Like a triangle?
Yeah.
I got it wrong.
I'm about to say people live there.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to the
Bermuda Triangle.
Nah, she on that. She on the Bermuda Triangle PR team. Of course, she gonna say that shit. Yeah, none of that shit's real. None of that shit's real.
Y'all got a whole lot of manifest shit coming.
It is. She's actually a really big fan of the Big Homie's House podcast.
And she here.
Yeah.
She
from Bermuda.
She brought the vibes.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing all the way down there? You
my
good?
Name's Bria.
How you doing, Bria?
I'm good. How you doing?
Can you scoot in? Yeah, can you scoot in a little bit?
Yeah, scoot in, Bria.
We not gonna bite, Bria. All
right. We can't. We don't know about her. She might.
She from New York.
She from New York.
She might.
And I'm tight.
I ain't gonna do shit to you.
New York people are so passively aggressive. It's like, do you bite? I ain't gonna do shit to you, motherfucker.
I ain't gonna do shit to your motherfucking ass, bitch. Whoa.
She didn't say
go
that
fucking far. That's how she talked, though.
Anyway, how,
we work
of course,
together.
Got Taylor. off camera. How you doing, Taylor? Where are your clients? Taylor, we're going to bring some more clients, man.
Who y'all want?
Huh?
Who y'all want?
We want them all.
We want them all.
Matter of fact, shot to that.
We want them all.
We want them all.
We want them all. Cheers. So, shit. First thing first, you know, we're getting into the porch. Talk about things going in pop culture and society. And I seen this quote from Chloe Bailey over the past week. She said she doesn't like dudes that pick up every time she calls because that means that they're not busy. She wants them to leave her wondering. And ladies, that's some shit y'all really like. That
you better answer my motherfucking phone.
That should be really a turn off for y'all if a nigga answer every time you call.
Nah,
it's
just
what?
Not really.
Don't. Communication is key. First of all, you better answer every time I call. Mm-hmm. I don't care how busy.
Every
you
time?
Are. Not every time. You can call me back, but you know, like if I'm calling you. And it's a decent time, and I know you're not doing nothing. Why you not answering the phone?
How you know you're not doing nothing?
Because you're not doing nothing. Not doing nothing.
What if he legitimately doing something?
You always by your phone. Like
that's what I'm saying. Your phone is always in your hand.
At least text me and be like, oh, I'm busy. I'm doing something.
You could text me. Say I'm busy.
So the thing is, you got to go both ways. You could be dating a man who is always busy, and he never answers the phone.
How that work?
You gonna like that?
We not
there's
dating.
Some men who actually be busy like that around the clock that they
that
can't
you don't answer
that.
The phone, period?
I mean, until late at night when they get done working.
I'm sorry, I feel like niggas, they still got time to answer for their homies and shit. Like, you can't
say
we don't. You, we don't ask for them niggas either.
Yes, y'all,
yes,
do.
Y'all do.
Y'all answer in y'all sleep. Words
emergency
to my
contact.
Mother, y'all do. Yes, y'all do.
Okay, so for instance, I know somebody who works clearly based off their phone. Like, they have clients, they have phone calls nonstop, just calls. Mm-hmm. So to get back to my phone calls, don't take a minute because you on the phone doing work.
I mean, well, if I understand that's a part of your lifestyle, then I can adjust. But if that shit just come off random, like you just stop answering after a certain point, I'm like, something going on. Like,
what if he only answers in a certain point? Like he only answers like FaceTimes, like when he in his car.
That's a red flag. Right.
That is a red flag because that means you're not with your bitch.
Exactly.
What
your baby mother?
What if you got bad service in the crib?
Doesn't matter.
Well, your baby mother's crib? He better have some Wi-Fi.
You got hotspot. Stop.
So it's a red flag if a nigga only answers FaceTime when he in his car.
Yeah, because not you on a road all day. What, you a skimmer?
Y'all like scammers.
Why am
though?
I looking at your son?
Who said y'all? Scammers, you want to know? Scammers is fun, right? To go outside with. To be with? No, them niggas is cheap. Like, what? They don't know when they're going to get their
next. Regular niggas is cheap. Right. What are you? I'm cheap. I'm a cheap ass nigga.
I like, where the drug dealers at?
So you can't dick?
He always going to answer the phone, though. A drug dealer always going to answer the phone.
So,
he ain't got no reason not to answer the phone.
So you saying drug dealers and scammers got different ethics?
Scammers be. Okay, you know what?
What do the regular niggas fall into this equation?
I don't know. I only talk to regular
niggas.
What? What is a regular nigga, though? Hold on. What is a regular nigga?
Let's say this nigga teacher, or he work at fucking Georgia Dome or some shit like that. The postman.
That's free tickets. Postman got good benefits.
Let's say this nigga work at T-Mobile.
He can still be a rapper.
I mean, I'm not T-Mobile. If you could hit me up with the...
So the regular niggas is bottom tier niggas for y'all in 2021.
What about the nigga that working?
I'm talking about between... I'm saying drug dealers, scammers, regular niggas.
They on a tier of what? Funness?
Who you going to be with?
Who you going to cuff?
Obviously, who I'm going to cuff? None of them. But...
You gay?
No. What do I look like getting in a relationship wasting my time with these niggas? I'm having fun right now.
She having fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Hot girl summer.
I'm outside with the drug dealers and the scammers.
And
the people who do everything that's not legal. They have the most fun.
Not the college boys.
No, they be having fun too, though.
What type of fun you be having with college boys?
Well,
I mean, I dated a college boy. They're like, I mean, they're fun, but.
Hold on, how old are you?
I'm 23.
So you college, how old are you?
22.
Y'all college age? What you get with a college age, nigga? What?
Honestly,
I think,
for example, like, you bought a girl, right?
Yeah.
So, coming from that lifestyle, like, I'm used to being around drug dealers, scammers, niggas with money. Like, I'm used to that flashy shit. So, if I'm around some college niggas after a certain point, I'm like, like, this is boring.
Before
like,
that, though,
I want to go to
shit funny as hell.
College niggas scamming, too, though. You just got to get around the right college niggas.
True.
This game is selling me.
What you think?
They fun. I don't know.
Well, where I'm from, we don't.
Y'all ain't got scammers in Bermuda.
Just have drunk. No, you don't have scammers. The scammers we do have are from away, and they just come to us.
Bermuda.
She's from Bermuda. Bermuda.
But I know that's not the accent.
Said that.
Yeah, his is where English
colonizers. You said they have
what accent?
Colonizers.
Oh, so you really from like the UK?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But we're not near the UK. We're just over.
I know you like savage.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Raise up.
Our place was fun.
What?
But so the college niggas don't stand a chance.
I'm not saying they don't stand a chance, but at this point right now where I'm at in my life,
as a 23-year-old
dating another
who you fucking?
That's a good question.
I like dating older guys.
Niggas love to
older guys.
Yeah, I like older guys too.
I like older
guys. Well, if you're just having fun with the scammers and drug dealers and no regular niggas.
Obviously, you know, if I'm having fun, we might have too much fun with some of them.
What's too much fun?
Is it too much fun or so much fun?
Thumb in your butt!
So much fun.
Thumb in your butt!
That's
definitely
so much fun.
So much fun.
Like, I don't know.
You saying who we fucking, like, that can go either way. Like,
I smoke.
You know, bitches fuck with
the African nigga at 11:45. You fucking with him?
No.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't.
I don't
that's
like
what a scammer would be.
I don't like scammers or drug dealers.
Scammers is played out.
Y'all
I know what
playing.
I like.
I'm not
scammers
saying
niggas be
scammers. Yeah, because everybody became a scammer last year.
Oh, I ain't no scammer. I'm still afraid to scam. Like,
okay.
I'm afraid to
scam.
Nah.
It's out. Go get your
I'm fearful.
Nigga.
Imagine you think you got away with that shit 20 years later. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
You see Hush Puppy?
I don't know nothing.
You're going to jail.
You know who Hush Puppy is?
Yeah, the Nigerian nigga. Did he get out?
Oh, he's still. Pros. It's over.
Nobody knows.
Oh, you talking
that nigga? That nigga had
yeah, Hush Puppy. Yeah.
Okay, and he was having a blast.
But he in jail. What's the point if you end up in prison?
He had a blast.
Fuck listen, that.
You,
I'm free.
You can't scam. You just can't. You can't scam for too much money. Now, if you going, if you it's a it's
what's
a
too
cap.
Much money?
You, it's a cap. Don't pass like $100,000.
Nigga, that's not scam. He might as well work a regular job.
I don't even think
that's
you a horrible scammer.
You $100,000? You should have just did Forex.
You can't afford that.
You don't
drive.
You have never
had a Lambo
truck.
You was just driving a Honda last week. Now
your
ass riding around in a damn Lambo.
So is it a level of scammer you fuck with or just any scammer?
Like he got to be an elite level scammer?
Yes, he do.
Cause you know them niggas be scamming.
He don't have no socials.
Now let me tell you. Now when it comes to which type of scam and drug dealer you fuck with, now it's a street thing. Now you gotta fuck
bro,
with the.
That's a real.
I won't say the top dog because you know some of them is weird.
But what type of scams though? Like the niggas who scam them Hellcats and shit.
I'm talking about niggas
like Omi and the Hellcat.
Yeah, like or you talking about like niggas?
That nigga's a genius.
I'm talking because
he technically didn't do shit wrong.
He did.
I feel like everybody still be swiping a little bit, so I don't know.
I don't do none of that shit.
So you need a West Side nigga.
I don't do none of that shit.
No, I mean how about just like let me just stick to my con, New York.
Anyway,
they fun.
Let me get to my next question. Cause like you know we're coming off of spooky season, Halloween season and shit, right? So, it's rock. I apologize. But what would you rather have in your crib, roaches or ghosts?
Ghosts.
Wait, you said what?
Ghosts. What would you rather have in your crib, roaches or ghosts?
I can talk to ghosts. You can't talk to roaches.
Like violent ghosts, though. Oh. I'm about to say violent roaches. Violent ghosts or roaches. Like, they shaking shit like, bitch, get out!
Violent ghosts.
Give me some ghosts.
I hate ghosts. That's
y'all crazy as hell.
I'm terrified. Why?
Girl, I don't want
to think about this.
Oh, wait, you can get the roaches.
I'd rather.
First of all, you get an exterminator. What you gonna get the exorcist nigga to come in there? Yeah.
Because anybody gonna believe you at first.
But they ain't say you had to live in the crib.
That's it, your crib.
It don't matter. I might go to, you know, my girl. They
can make a movie about my situation.
You got ghosts?
I'd rather have ghosts so they can make a movie about it.
Oh.
And make sure to make
I thought you said you got roaches
that
they can make a movie about your roaches.
You said what?
I thought you said you had roaches they can make a movie out your roach situation. Like, goddamn.
Yo, ghosts are scary as fuck. At least, roaches is scary.
Ghost presence.
When you ever met a scary ghost.
Ghost presence is scary.
I mean, let's be real.
First of all,
when you ever met a scary ghost.
First of all, you don't know.
You met a scary ghost?
Yes.
She is a scary ghost.
Them niggas be chilling with me.
I done had some paranormal fucking
What's the scariest shit that happened to you? You sound traumatized.
The scariest shit that ever happened
to
me.
Are we in danger?
I was, nah.
Are you possessed?
I'm covered.
Put a weed by her.
I'm covered. Sage her. No, dead ass serious. One night, we was in a crib. It was dark.
How long ago was this?
I had to been like last seven. Week. I had to been like seven. And we was in the crib. It was nighttime. And then all the lights just went off. So I don't know who it was. It was my brother, my cousin. One of them went to go turn the lights on. When they flipped the lights on, it was just started like on like every single door of the house.
What the fuck?
So it was just banging like. And then it just stopped.
You had a bad trip off mushrooms.
Nah. At seven?
Seven!
You ain't know.
Went outside, nobody was there, but then
she had one of them edibles they be passing out for candy.
I got plenty.
Hell no, that's scary as fuck, bro. Did y'all stay there?
I didn't dealt with roaches, and I didn't dealt with the ghosts, and I would take the fucking roaches.
I grew up with roaches, so I ain't dealing with them no more.
Yeah.
Roaches gonna fuck up your whole night. Like, you ever been like chilling, everything good, and next thing you know, some shit crawling
right
on your wall.
You know what's worse than that?
Well, then your
this
cabinet,
is the reason why
shit.
Every time I go in the kitchen, I gotta wash every cup. I gotta put some type of water in it. But one time I went in the cabinet, grabbed the cup. It was a roach in that motherfucker.
Nigga.
It was dark.
I got one worse than that.
Roaches is
no, I got one worse than that, right? For so, you sure know, like, the deep fryer, when you put, like, the oil in it and shit, mm-hmm. right? So, I was one time I had the deep fryer. And I was about to make some onion rings, right? I'll never forget this shit, right? So, of course, you put the shit in there, the shit be floating around, right? So, I was scooping the onion rings out, and I noticed some shit was still in there. And I was like, damn, what the fuck is that? I got all the onion rings. Damn, that bitch kind of brown. Oh! I threw the fucking deep fryer away. I've been an air fryer nigga ever since.
It was
a fucking roach in floating in the hot oil in the deep fryer. It was fried as fuck. It was a fried roach in the deep fryer. I've never used.
Oh, shit.
You wild. No, I threw everything away. I threw the uncooked onion rings away. I threw everything away.
You should have took a little nibble.
Crawling roaches aren't a problem for me. It's the flying ones where I'm from. Because it's an island, so we have
the water boats.
Roaches.
Oh, see, how big are they?
I don't.
Big.
Like, they fly big out here, too, though. Like,
no, it's rare.
They're, like, all the time. Like,
nah, water boats be flying.
They're always around to, like, dark time. They normally come out. So it's dark nighttime. You run from your car straight to the door. So you rather
you want me to be running from roaches?
I mean, ghosts. Girl, y'all ain't dealt with no ghosts for real. Y'all seen the ghost off Scary Movie 2?
I ain't never had unfriendly ghost.
You got fucked by a ghost?
I ain't never.
The ghost, yeah, the ghost clapped them cheeks.
That sound fun, but no.
Scary Movie 2.
Yeah,
but imagine if the ghost dick was weak. It's not fun.
Yeah, that's true.
What if it was dope? Well, you let him hit again?
What? Ain't nobody going
to know. I mean, this shit really got a choice.
She don't. The ghost is taking over you. The fuck? Y'all crazy.
But you ain't answering my question, though.
Which one?
You ever met an unfriendly ghost?
An unfriendly ghost.
I think the motherfuckers that was banging on her doors was unfriendly.
How you going?
Right. I done met a friendly and an unfriendly.
Y'all ain't see that? What was that show?
You talking about Casper?
Damn ghost?
Which one?
Show?
Yeah, that,
Ghostbusters?
Is it a real show?
Nah, it was a show. It was just popular last year.
With ghosts?
Yeah.
You talking about Power?
Nah, it's that they was back in time and.
Boo, nigga, that shit.
No.
That was what?
I don't know what show you talking about.
Lovecraft Country.
Oh, Lovecraft. That wasn't with ghosts.
They had ghosts in that motherfucker.
I don't remember no ghosts.
You don't remember when they first moved to the mansion and they had all them goddamn ugly ass ghosts? Then they found out they weren't really actually bad ghosts?
So, I forgot. That show was whack.
So you'll be friends with a cool ass ghost?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think about it. That nigga tell me my bitch cheating. He see everything.
That's what you think.
He wouldn't lie to me.
Also, I seen this shit on social media, and I sent it to her earlier. Brittany Renner says she's open to having a threesome with another man alongside her boyfriend.
Ladies, first of all, he sent it to me and said,
"That's y'all queen.
This is your queen.
That's y'all queen."
And it pissed me off.
Brittany Renner.
Because who the fuck ever said that?
Y'all love Brittany Renner.
Ooh. Wow. I don't hate her. She do like this is she Brittany Renner's over there and I'm over here.
Question number one.
Like I don't.
When the fuck's with a boyfriend?
She's PJ's. A baby. That's not her boyfriend.
And she left that nigga.
Yeah, she did. She left him.
She did left him.
She said it when she's like, in the situation to have another boyfriend, she would have a threesome with that nigga with another dude.
Okay, that's on her. But you're not gonna say that's my queen.
That's
some
woman fantasy.
Yeah, my queen is kind of crazy. Like that's kind of like
that's dragon. Over the top, and yeah. I should punch you in the face for saying stupid shit.
My
like
queen,
that.
Yeah.
Like I love her. Not because you say young Miami or something like that.
But at least she fucking shut up. Pussy power.
Oh, God.
Whatever she do with her pussy, that's her pussy. Y'all niggas that's too worried about what other women do with what they got. Y'all
man,
care too much.
Man, we not worried. First of all,
madam.
She is a hoe. You can't call hoes hoes. When did we make this rule? When did Biden pass that legislation?
It's different levels
to
it, though.
I feel like everybody
I'm
hoe.
An advocate for the hoes.
We love hoes.
Everybody are hoes.
That's what I said. Everybody. Yeah, everybody.
I don't know about that one. My mama want a hoe.
That you know of.
She want a hoe.
You think everybody gonna tell you all everybody they fuck?
Okay.
Any bitch you fuck with?
Hey, listen. Yes, my mama's an angel.
Wrong answer.
Don't try.
No.
In your eyes.
My mama's an angel.
That's how it should be.
It don't even work like that. You think she gonna tell you the truth?
Yeah.
You really think she gonna tell you?
Why would she tell you?
I'll tell her the truth.
That's your mama.
Okay,
your
son. So I'm gonna tell you. No, like I'm gonna tell you.
I'm not gonna tell my mama the truth. As far as my mama knows, I'm not having sex. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin to my mama. I don't talk.
How is there a secret? Well, your mama don't be seeing people.
I don't know.
I don't want to know who she's seeing and who she fucking either. What she do is what she do. But I know for a fact my mama ain't gonna come up to me and be like,
yeah.
So let me tell you everyone I fucked.
Shit.
Fuck up.
Might have a conversation or something like that.
I don't care, but I don't want to know. It's none of my business.
My daddy raised me, so when we had that talk, it was a little different. Hello, Alexia. How you doing?
Late to the party, but hey.
Why
you call her that?
That's her name in my phone.
No, call her
that
Big Lexi.
The biggest.
Don't I always call you that? She do tell me to stop.
Big Lexi. I'm taking a shot.
Shot for Big Lexi.
Come sit over here by me.
She need another chair.
Yeah.
You need another chair.
Get her a stool.
God damn it, meat. So, ladies.
I don't fuck with Brittany Renner.
So, the question was, ladies, would y'all have a threesome with y'all boyfriend and another dude?
Another dude?
What?
Wait a minute.
This is what they were saying. I heard all of them. They said it's only a threesome if the men are interacting with each other as well. Now, if it's just the two niggas pounding her shit, that's more like a train.
That's a train. Because a threesome with two females and a dude, the females, they gonna interact with each other and with men.
But if they don't, that mean they ran the train on that nigga.
Yeah, doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, niggas don't care about getting the train ran on them. That's
Cause y'all think that shit is hot, but then when a girl do it, it's like not.
Yeah. I would never know.
Niggas do it. He
that nigga.
Yeah. Oh my god, you heard about that shit? But that's like when girls do it, be like, bitch, I can't fuck with you. You a hoe.
You fucked two niggas.
You see it? Anyway, man. So y'all not doing that. Y'all not having no threesome with
two men. No, they don't give.
So are y'all not doing it because y'all don't want to, or y'all not doing it because y'all gonna be called a hoe? Because
I don't want it.
Because you got two.
I know a lot of women that like. But can I two talk? Weeks.
If I'm gonna do that,
if you got two fine ass niggas, let's say the two top niggas that y'all like, and they trying to smash, are you gonna be like, no, because if I do it, I'm a hoe? Or are you just not doing it because of your morals? Like, which one is it?
I've just never been attracted to fucking two guys at once.
Because you did it
before.
Get
that. But I'll call one one day and we can get jiggy with the next other.
At one point, I didn't like eating booty.
That's what
I
get. We could get...
You would rather what?
I'd rather have a threesome with, like, another female than with another male. I just, I don't know, something about having two men having sex with me. I feel like I'm being, like, R-word. Yeah.
You feel like you're being what?
R-word. I don't want to say right.
Oh, yeah. You just said it.
We knew what you meant.
I didn't hear what she said, but,
I mean, you're willingly letting them hit you, so.
Some girls,
some girls like two meats.
Yeah, I was going to say, some girls, that's a fantasy because... Really, two girls for a guy is really a fantasy for a guy. And it can be a fantasy for girls, too. But a lot of guys really be really into two girls at one time. And
a lot of girls be into it, too. They just can't speak on it because then they'll be...
We've had girls on here.
What's the name of that shit?
They love that shit. We need Miss London back on here.
So what about what about an orgy then with four people, five people? That's you're not down with
you
that
know,
either.
I mean,
well, I wish you'd be.
No, I'm saying because it'll technically be the same thing. You with four people, eventually you're gonna have a dick in your mouth and in your pussy. So while they doing their thing over there, it's the same thing. Everybody,
she right?
Yeah. How you know?
Because everybody knows what an orgy is.
Have you? What?
But she bite though.
I said everybody knows what an orgy is.
Eventually, you're gonna have two dicks in your mouth or something. That's okay. Just if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. It ain't my thing. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, some women won't say what they really are into because, like, sexually, because they
will be judged.
Yes, a fear of being judged. So a lot of women are probably in relationship with men now who they fantasize about fucking their man with another man, but can't say nothing because then they're gonna be like, "Bitch, you a hoe? I don't want to be with you." And now she's sitting here being
good. Yes, be with somebody who supports your kinks.
Wouldn't you want to know though?
I would want to know so you can go be trained and I can be by myself. Like, I can find somebody who don't want to get a train ran on them. Yes, tell me that shit so I can cut your freak ass off.
Y'all all
freak ass off.
At least someone would be upfront about it.
I don't like that because would you be open to her if she, or open to the idea of her suggesting that she wants to bring a girl into the bedroom?
Because we both like that.
You said that you would tell her to get on if she told you she wants to bring a man into the bedroom, but you would be totally down for it if she says, "Oh, I want to bring a girl."
You know what the word? You know what the word for that is? Consent.
I want to have two girls.
It is a double standard, and it's one I'm going to accept. Because why would I want to be with, if that's what you want, be with somebody who wants to have that.
I agree with that.
If I don't want to have that shit, then obviously I'm not the nigga for you.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Be with somebody who supports all your kinks.
Y'all both and need to be fine. Transparent on
yeah,
both sides.
And I was going to say, but just know you have to have that open conversation, though. Mm-hmm. And you can't make, you know, you can't judge somebody based off of
We're not judging. Me not wanting to be with you because you want to get a train ran on you is not me judging. That's me setting boundaries. Motherfuckers don't set boundaries no more.
But she said she want to do that
but
with
she
you,
should be open like, to you wanting to bring a girl into the bedroom, though.
But if she's not open to that, I got to be fine with it.
But if she leave you, you're going to be like, well, damn, bitch, I was just having a conversation.
Mm. Hey, man.
I was just telling you what I like.
She's going to find somebody who's not as freaky as me that fits her vanilla standards.
Y'all have to understand, though, there's some people that you have to make certain, you know, sacrifices.
Hear me out.
If you have somebody.
If nigga you love say, hey, I want to piss on you every fourth Monday.
My nigga want to piss on me?
Yeah.
Piss on me then, nigga.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that answer.
I'm saying that's what you want, nigga, like he already pissing and then putting his dick in my mouth. Shit.
I was not
just
expecting
piss on
that.
My body. All right,
PP Le Pew.
I'm serious. He put his pissy ass dick in my mouth. So what's the point of him just pissing on my body? I'm just saying.
You know, it's like a what I'm saying.
I don't. My nigga, he not gonna just be pissing on me. Let's just say that. Yes. Like, I've never had it happen before. But what I'm saying is, while being in a relationship, sex is very important, and there are some things that men fantasize about, and there are some things that women fantasize about. And if you are in a relationship, you don't want them to have this urge of doing something and then go out and step out on you. Mm-hmm. You would rather them tell you, oh, I got this fantasy of this thing, and see if they can do something about it. If they can't, if y'all can figure something out, maybe get some toys, maybe whatever the case, whatever it is, to make each other comfortable, that's what needs to take place. Not no, oh, bitch, fuck you. You want a train run on you. Nah, figure out what it is that she needs. Why does she feel like that? Does she want a dick in her pussy and in her mouth at the same time? Get some toys. Do something. Figure it out. Don't just be like, I'm good on you, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie, I posted something like that on my face the other day.
What?
That I feel like I'm cuffing me a hot girl instead of one of these good girls.
What? Just okay. Let's just say this. Just because a girl likes sex a lot, that doesn't make her a hot girl.
Now, I can say hot girl instead of hoe because y'all get offended.
I mean, that doesn't make her a hoe either, just because she likes sex.
I'm not saying that. I just say I feel like I'm gonna cuff me a hoe. It's way more exciting than having a good girl.
I mean,
what's a good girl?
What are we doing? Okay, wait.
Because I feel like good girls are the freakiest.
No.
That's not true.
I heard that.
It's a good girl.
Y'all heard a lot of shit, but no.
No. I'm going back to what you just said about a hoe versus a good girl. What makes you think a good girl is not a hoe undercover? Like,
what's the difference?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of good girls that are.
What is a good girl?
And what makes you think a hoe can't be good?
And what makes a hoe a hoe?
I told you I'm an advocate for a hoe.
Exactly. Like, how do we just.
We love hoes.
What is a hoe?
Hoes create balance in this world.
What is a hoe?
Yeah, what's that?
Me?
It's like you coming off rip just stamping somebody, hoe.
No.
You gotta earn the whole title.
Okay, what makes you a hoe?
If you fucking too many people in the same group, you a hoe. But we like hoes, because hoes bring balance.
But that shit don't bother me either, so.
Yeah.
So, if she's fucking you and two of your homeboys, she's a hoe.
Yeah, like, she fucked them, that shit ain't gonna bother me.
Yeah, like,
I don't give a damn.
So, she a hoe because just so happened these niggas that she met 2-3 years ago just so happened to be
No.
No, I think it's a current thing. It's like, because I've been around before where, like,
a girl
you talk
who
to
the homie,
and you know that,
and you
know that they all in the same circle, and okay, you don't mind you just making your rounds.
But one thing about it, it's always that one nigga that's gonna cuff her. I feel like it's gonna be me.
We've seen it. I've seen it.
It is. That's true.
That's not good.
Why is it not good?
She's a grown ass.
What the fuck they gotta do with me?
You're gonna make her. You can't make no girl. Your girl.
Oh, you talking about it's not good to cuff a hoe?
a couple hoe that fuck two of your homeboys.
Oh, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah,
nah,
that's what you just said.
I'm not doing that.
But wait, why would you be content with that?
Hold on, he said it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter?
Because in Atlanta, they feel like everybody done fucked everybody.
Not your homeboy, though.
It don't matter, because it's a nigga like me and Kodak might go to the club, and it's a girl he fucked with. And even though me and Kodak ain't close, she still fuck with him, but I still might want to fuck with her.
Yeah, but that's
I'm just supposed
different.
To be like, God damn it, I can't do it.
That's different. We talking about your homeboy that you see every day that you...
We talking about like close.
That you invite to Thanksgiving dinner
that has seen
with your family.
Yo, girl, it wouldn't make you uncomfortable.
Strippers get cuffed every day.
Who says strippers is fucking?
A stripper is so different.
Not all of them. Don't do that.
Strippers are...
Don't put that
child on them. Strippers are one band away. From making
don't
some
do
permanent
that.
Decisions.
Don't do that, because then a lot of people say the same thing about bottle girls, and I was a bottle girl, and I wasn't fucking.
Right, I wasn't shit, and I could have been fucking.
Could have, for sure. For sure.
But these down south.
Next topic.
Okay.
Y'all
so,
don't trust me.
Okay, listen.
Because he want to be hoe versus good girl. I want me a hoe. I don't want a good girl.
I want my girl. Because
good
be
girls
a
are boring in the bedroom.
Okay,
apparently.
So I have a couple things. I'm going to go with like a not so serious topic right now. So, you know that like there's a lot of things. I was on Instagram this, and I was actually kind of intoxicated at the time I thought about this. So you know how there are certain things that you don't like to share with someone else, like your toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to share my toothbrush. I don't like to share my drawers. That's something I'm not sharing with somebody. And something else that I was thinking that I didn't like to share is kind of weird. I don't like to share socks.
Yeah.
Which are
yeah.
I would have let my friend borrow
in
my
general.
Socks.
You talking about like
nigga, I can't find enough socks for me.
Oh, y'all is tripping, because if we're on the go and I don't have a pair of socks and I need some, I'm going to tell you, hey, girl, can you grab me a pair of your socks?
Socks? That's what I'm saying.
What y'all doing? Walking around with sweaty feet.
Yeah, so, and then I started thinking, oh,
I can't
you know,
find
if you got socks, if I give you my socks to borrow, then I don't want them back.
Oh yeah. But let's be real. My sock drawer has been worn before, because you know you wear your socks, wash them, put them back.
What's
in the sock
difference
drawer?
Between wearing your friend's dress?
Niggas different, because I wear the same socks multiple times.
Right. So women share.
Without washing them.
Women like share a lot of things. We share clothes with our friends sometimes. We share leggings.
That's a niggas.
What's the difference?
And sometimes we've even had to borrow a girl's.
Bra?
No, body suit for work.
That's a fact.
And that's not
so cool. What's the difference between wearing that and socks?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a fact. You know what
I don't like wearing, me personally, why suits. I feel like, I was thinking about it the other day, like I said, I was intoxicated, because I was just thinking about somebody's, my daughter's feet be stanky as hell. And so I was just thinking like.
Why would you put your daughter out there like that?
Because they do be stanky. I love her, but they stank, she four. And her feet be stanky. And I'm just like, damn. I would never be able to share socks with you, girl. Ever. Please let your feet stay small.
But when you wash the socks, it go away.
I know. But then that initial whiff you get, it make me be like, I don't know if I want to fuck
with
your
socks.
Before you wash it? I don't know if I want to fuck with your socks.
That's your own.
Okay, what about if you're wearing a pair of socks and you take them off? What if you need a pair of socks really bad, and somebody, the only pair you could have was somebody was off of somebody else? Would you take them?
Take the socks off somebody's foot? What the fuck is you? Yuck,
say,
nigga.
What's the situation?
Yuck.
What are y'all bowling?
What's the situation?
No, it ain't
never
that.
I'll go
bip.
So now they ain't got no socks on?
Now, whatever it is, you sitting it out for today.
Bro,
so it's
not that important, bro.
So you won't wear the dirty socks?
No, I'm not wearing none of my niggas' dirty socks.
Off somebody else.
Just to bowl, no, just to skate, sit it out. It's
you can what type of another time. What type of emergency are we talking about?
You know when Vince
is drunk,
they
won't go
on the ground anyway. So I don't want anybody to say nothing about nothing if you ever took your shoes off and walked on the concrete.
Yeah,
because it's the same shit.
The club. That's like for me.
That's my body.
That is disgusting.
I will walk like my legs about to give out before.
I couldn't even take a girl home if I seen that shit.
It depends. Take my shoes off.
I would sit on.
Oh, that shit. They take the shoes off in the club.
Ain't
no
way.
Yeah,
you a dirty bitch.
Like my feet.
I didn't feel like that bitch room nasty as a motherfucker.
All right.
Sharon goddamn socks.
Well, JoJo, what situation
you know the Instagram family bitches sharing clothes?
I told you.
I told you, my daughter, her feet was real stanky. And I was like, I can never share socks with you.
She said they got to share that dick, so they definitely sharing socks.
So, you know, your brain just be wild when you think about that. But I have another question.
A drunk-ass question.
So, I was fucked up. But it is a question I wanted to ask. This is another question. Do you guys think...
Get please word it right, because you about to say some bullshit.
Do you guys think that the baby mama is the main bitch or the side bitch?
It depends.
What?
Okay. So
wait, they're not together.
I think she's
so technically, is the baby mama the main bitch or the side
she's
bitch?
She's the bitch you gotta get rid of for 18 years.
Yeah, she's the bitch that's there.
She shouldn't be the main bitch.
She's the side bitch.
But I know a couple guys that treat their baby moms like she's the main. Uh-huh. To keep the peace, though. To keep the peace.
Say,
That's
for the baby mothers.
Or they treat them equivalent to, like, their girlfriend. Like, I want to, like, my guy friends and his kids are, like, way, way older. Like, old. Like, teenage. And he's always made sure, like, he's always taken care of, like, the baby moms because he has multiple. Just as well as he's taking care of, like, his girlfriend or, like, his partner. Like, he takes care of them just the same. But that's because they're taking care of his kids. Yeah, and he just wants to make sure that, like, he keeps the peace all around. Everybody gets along. Like, he's not playing that this baby mom doesn't get along with this person and that person. Everybody has to get along.
I feel like that's fine. I feel like as long as it works for you, it's what works for you. Like, me with my daughter's father, I feel the same way. Like, if you can move on, and if I'm struggling or I need anything, that's a problem for me. It's just getting stuff. And then I'm the one who takes care of your kids. Oh, then let me stay. I'm not going to struggle with my kid. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel nothing wrong with that.
You know how you avoid all these problems?
I feel like if somebody does have an
issue
with
a baby mama or
girlfriend,
that's
an insecurity. No single mom.
That's what I'm saying. That's
why I said I ain't never doing that shit again.
Because I feel like your baby mama is your family. Like me, my baby daddy, that's my family. We're going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have to be
strong. You just got to be
saying, yeah, that's family. Joe, I need an answer from you, though, to this question. Because you have a child, and you're not with the father.
And
I ain't. So I want to hear your thought. Use the main.
So, no. My daughter's father is not in her life at all. And that was by my choice. We were messing around, and we weren't supposed to. And so, once I got pregnant, I decided to just leave him alone because of our situation. And I knew that, I know it may sound fucked up, but I felt that it would have been fucked up for me to try to push her off on him. After I know that we weren't supposed to be fucking around. So, I don't even converse with him anymore, ever.
Why weren't y'all supposed to be fucking around?
Because I don't know if I want to put my business out there like that.
Not right now.
Not yet.
I got a question, though.
But, hold on, let me answer this. But I was in a relationship with someone who has a child and has a baby mama, whatever. So, speaking on that aspect, so it would I be the main bitch or the side bitch to him? Well, I'm the main bitch, but that's only because he don't get along with his baby mama. They just don't get along. But I personally feel like, broadly speaking, that the baby mamas think that they are the main bitch if their baby daddy is in a relationship. And I feel like that because they have their child. A lot of women like to use their child as a pawn and try to be
confession.
if you don't hang out with me or whatever, you ain't gonna see your son. Or if you hanging out with that bitch, then best believe you ain't gonna see your daughter no more. Like, it's just be shit like that. So I be feeling like baby mamas be trying to make themselves the main bitch when they know that their baby daddy is in a relationship, because they just be bitter as fuck.
They do be bitter.
And it brings, like, conflict, because it's like, god damn, bitch, now it's conflict within your household. So, that's what I think.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I can see that.
If you seen a nigga in the club that you thought was attractive, and you go to talk to the nigga, and he tell you he can't fuck with you because you got a baby, how you feel?
I would be pissed off because not because of me, but because you tried my daughter.
Mm-hmm. How's that trying your daughter?
Because wow. you're saying you can't be with me because of her. So now you bring her into the equation.
Because
now I gotta
situation.
Beat your ass. I don't have a
situation.
What?
Well, what is a child or situation? How is that a situation?
No, because I'm gonna tell
that's
you why. Because if I'm dating you, I also gotta I'm taking all responsibility of your kids.
You don't have to.
But that's fine.
You absolutely you have to.
Yes, you do have to. Yes, you do have to. But I'm going to be mad, but I'm a risk. You know, you like what you like. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga come up to me and he trying to holler at me and his teeth fucked up, I'm going to be like, I don't want to fuck with you because your teeth fucked up. He could be mad. Like, oh, I was just going to get my teeth done. Okay, talk to me next time. It's what I like. So if that's what you like, you don't want to. I know a lot of men who don't like dating women with kids. A lot of women that don't like
that
dating
shit stressful.
Men with kids. Because
I feel like for me, if I've been as careful as I am to not have kids, and then the day somebody that got kids, like, goddamn, I should have just had my own kid.
That and no. Because you can always leave. But
you have a choice.
You know, you have a choice.
You have a choice. But like I said, I will get upset because you don't, you try. You're not giving a chance. You don't know my situation. You don't know me.
Your situation is kids.
No, you don't know my situation, though. You don't know my situation. Like, you don't know. First of all, you would never.
I may not be a good mother.
First of all, you would never.
She may not have her kids full time. Why you?
No.
You would never know.
The difference between women and men that have kids, if 9 times out of 10, that's why it's harder for niggas. Because 9 times out of 10, if we talking to a chick and she does have kids, she's going to have possession of the kids most of the time. If you talk to a nigga that got kids, his kids are going to be with the baby mother. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna be with him.
Right.
So we gotta deal with the motherfucking kids. Your nigga that got kids, he's only gonna see them kids maybe once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No.
So who's it gonna hurt more? Us trying to date women with kids, or you trying to date a nigga with kids?
Nigga, I gotta date the nigga with kids, and I gotta deal with him paying child support, so that's taking like $1,000 out of his check every fucking month, so that's taking out of my motherfucking pocket. So at the end of the day, it's a problem for both of us.
Your pocket is. You
said that quick as hell.
Oh, no. Yeah, I said it. I can't even say that because that was.
Damn.
I'm just trying to say because I got called an asshole for that.
No, because that's true. Well, you
I would no, I would be an asshole for that. I'll be
no,
an asshole.
She called me an asshole for telling her that, but I'm like I'm telling you.
Women can't
say
the
truth. I don't feel like you needed to say that. I feel like you.
Why not? That's my truth.
I feel like that's not fair though, because it's a majority where most of the time is a situation where a man is meeting a girl with kids. There are a lot of single fathers out here that got kids, and a girl doesn't have kids, and they got to deal with that.
You gotta respect my trauma. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's
like if he been through something with somebody.
I don't want to do that shit again.
Nah, let's talk about women having, they want the nigga that they trying to fuck with after they have kids to have higher standards than they fucking baby daddy.
Okay.
Why the fuck you want to have standards now?
High
man, fuck
wait,
that.
Wait,
you
know about it.
What?
You do
what did you just
like,
say?
You know about it. You do that.
You just basically, did you just say you can't learn from your mistakes?
Man,
definitely
look.
Learn from your mistakes.
And sometimes you can't even really call that as a mistake because you have a child and you love them, and that's just what it is.
Right.
But the mistake was who you laid down with and why you laid down with them. That's, I guess, when you qualify as that as a mistake. But my nigga, like...
And don't have standards
bro,
now.
What you mean?
No.
She has a child.
No. You keep saying mistake like it's
right.
Just something that's nothing. Herpes is a mistake. You gonna lay down with that shit every day?
Nigga, what? You laying down with a nigga... You don't know
saying.
He has herpes. You don't know he got herpes.
How you gonna learn from that mistake?
What do you mean? You fuck with a condom next time.
Be smarter
yo,
and proactive.
Your
brain is fried. What?
You learn from everything.
She said learn from a mistake like it could just, you know, be forgotten tomorrow.
I mean, no.
That's not a mistake. That
like
was
like
a decision.
Yeah, but hold on.
You
got
the motherfucker.
No, fuck that. Fuck that because...
Fuck them kids.
No, fuck that. Fuck that because when I was in the situation what I was in when I had my daughter...
You kept her.
I did keep her. And the mistake that I learned... No, it was
the
mistake.
The mistake was who
the
is with.
The mistake was is the guy who I was fucking with. I should have never been fucking with that man. And now my daughter has to grow up not knowing who her real father is because of the mistake that I had. But I will never fuck with a man like that again. That is what I've learned from the mistake.
So you didn't think to take a plan B?
I thought about that, but there's some people who actually I didn't think about taking a plan B because I didn't even know that he nutted in me, to be honest with you. But
oh, he trapped you.
But no, he didn't even trap me either. But the thing is I understand that there's plan B's and there's abortions and stuff like that, but y'all have to understand, women, this is our bodies. Like, I could do whatever
exactly.
The fuck I want to do with my body. I couldn't
exactly.
Go through with an abortion. I just couldn't fucking do it. Like, I thought I could. Like, I was outside, hot and ready. Shit, I'm outside.
We respect that, though.
But when it came down to it, I prayed about it. I couldn't fucking do the shit. Now, there are other women that can, and congratulations to
that
them.
Time, right.
But me, I just can't fucking do the shit.
I've done some
things. And I'm not
going
to say that that was my daughter was a
care.
Mistake because she wasn't a mistake. The mistake was just having a baby by that man. And I would never fuck with that type of man again. I had to learn
exactly
from that mistake. Now, y'all niggas, if y'all not learning from shit that y'all go through, that's on y'all. But y'all not going to elevate in nothing if you don't. Just like in sports, when you lose and you fail, you get out there and you figure out what the fuck you did wrong and you fix it and you come back and you win. That's just how it go.
What double standard do you think there is? Please explain.
It's definitely double standard.
In
that sense though.
In what sense?
Learning from your mistake. It's the standard that society sets for men and their mistakes is way higher than for women and their mistakes. So you could say that was your mistake, and you know you learn from it, whatever. But niggas can't go around just saying that.
Wait. Elaborate, cause I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like what you're saying, y'all don't stop.
Like niggas ain't getting no pass on that.
Cause y'all
on having a baby.
Y'all deliberately do it.
Ain't nobody putting a gun to your head and be like.
Like let's say this nigga got a baby mama, and she, you know, that was his mistake.
Okay.
He should have never had that baby with her, but he can't control that. She had the baby. And now he's been a father. Mm-hmm. Some women, not all women, but some women, depending on the situation, hold that shit over that nigga's head as if he had a decision.
They do.
That's a double standard.
Okay. Ah, I see what you're saying.
But that's some people.
So basically what he's saying is...
Like you said, more times than not. Cause
so you
niggas don't have a choice.
You saying that once a girl gets pregnant, it's solely based on her if she want to... keep that baby or not.
Yeah, niggas don't have a choice in the matter.
Redemption.
Because like, if you wanted to not have that baby and he did, it'd be like, damn, well, shit, I made a choice in my body. But if he don't want to be a part of that child's life, you want to have that child, what choice does he have?
Okay, so listen. So now that you bring that up, because that is a very good subject. Because I was talking to this, I was talking to somebody about this, and we were talking about how there aren't a lot of laws out there protecting men from things like that, which makes perfect sense. And it's kind of fucked up because it's like, what are we supposed to do as women if we don't want to put ourselves under however the I don't know how it goes with the abortion thing or whatever. Like, we don't want to put ourselves through that, our body, but then at the same time, the man don't want to have this child. So what are we supposed to do? That's like clashing, and it hurts because, say for instance, of course, when I told the guy who I was pregnant by that I was pregnant, he wanted me to have an abortion because of his situation, but I couldn't do that. I couldn't have one. But what I did was I acted like not that she didn't exist, but basically that he didn't exist. Like, okay, you know, this decision that I'm making, I understand you don't want no parts of that. Be gone.
But let me tell you this up first. I got a homie dealing with some shit like that right now. Girl got pregnant, said she wanted to get an abortion. He gave her the money for it. She didn't get the abortion.
Oh, she was plotting the whole time.
So should he be forced to sign that birth certificate to take care of that child?
All right, so let's just keep it a buck.
He's not going to get forced to sign.
In the court, he would.
Let's keep it a buck.
She's taking that shit.
Keep it a buck.
That nigga the rapper, she's taking it to court.
No, I'm going to keep it a buck. So I've went through that same shit, okay? The guy. I told him, he said he wanted an abortion. He didn't give me all of the money for the abortion. He gave me like $130.
Damn.
Okay. At this time, I still thought I was going to get an abortion. I did. I really did. It wasn't like I was trying to finesse him or nothing. I really thought I did. I told him I was getting one, and then I just moved.
That nigga tripping, because I would give you the abortion money plus a tip. Fuck that.
So, that being said, he's not going to be forced to sign a birth certificate, because the only way that that will happen is if he is in the delivery room with her. That's the only way.
I'm just saying, in the court of public opinion, like if that girl was to come out like, oh, this nigga ain't a father to his child.
Man, fuck that court.
That nigga's done for.
Well, she's going to take, he's a rapper, so she's obviously going to take him to court and get the money from him. But those are the type of bitches that you have to be aware of.
You got the real down ass bitches, and you got the snake ass bitches.
I feel what you're saying, because there is no protection.
The only way you could really get out of that is if you sign away your rights. That means that you're not going to acknowledge, don't want to have anything to do with. You walk away from the situation.
But you can't do that.
She got to sign it, too.
Niggas
have to go through so many steps to ensure that shit don't happen. Like, I remember one time I was fucking with a chick, and I threw the condom away, and I'm driving home, and I thought about it. Damn, you know what? Let me goddamn turn around and flush that motherfucker.
You know what? What really probably should happen? It should be to where a girl's pregnant, and if he wants an abortion, then he has to go
to the courts or something and saying, I don't want this child with this woman. And I mean, even though that's still,
that's still, women still, that's 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 still
sex contract.
Hold on. I hate to say it, and I know you're going to be like, well, I don't understand why, but it is a lot that a woman has to go through to bear a child.
It is.
And still, even when a child is here, you can step away whenever you want. You really could clock in and clock out whenever you want as a man.
Max.
You're not attached to the child.
Exactly.
A child needs mom. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that mom provides
that,
like,
should have abortions. I think that's
No, I get what you're saying. There's no help.
Why it may be like that is because there is a lot that a woman has to go through and endure to get pregnant or even have a child. Like,
yes.
We go through menstrual cycles, like, every single month. Like,
you gotta
there's
be
a lot.
Lady.
There's a lot that a woman goes through, and it's a lot of pain and a lot of different things that we endure.
Okay.
Yeah. And men can really just walk away whenever. Like, you really can. Even if you're trying to work things out, or even if you're with somebody.
No, that's true, but to keep it all fair, stop nutting them bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Or sign a contract before you have sex.
Because the girl can't get herself fucking pregnant. You want to fuck her raw, then stop fucking nutting. And if you don't want her to have no fucking baby, mm-hmm. stop nutting her. And then don't get mad when she want to have that damn baby when you the one that put the damn seed.
Next topic, because I got a good ass question.
And y'all not gonna
go for it.
Let me swear this bitch back
around. Wrap it up.
Let me swear this bitch back around. So, say, you know, your parents, they get with somebody new in their life, and the new person has a son, a daughter around your same age, right? This is not something that I was thinking about. This is something that I was thinking about. Would you?
Not like something I was thinking about.
This is just something that I was thinking about.
Would you hit your fine ass step sibling?
No.
Wow.
I did not think this question was going.
No. And I've seen this happen before.
Is that unethical? Why not?
I'm saying,
let's say your mom get married and the dad got like a son that very attractive to you.
You guys are brothers by marriage.
Yeah, like you still my
brother. It's not
brother
blood.
Bitch.
What the fuck?
It's still my marriage.
That's like the title of a porn.
So this is the thing. This is what it is, ladies.
Nah, the Pornhub titles be worse. Men, I've seen it.
Men don't have no fucking morals. They
what
don't,
the fuck
they don't
is morals?
Hold on.
Because you're the only two niggas in here.
Hold on. Meek, what would you do?
Would I fuck my stepsister if she wanted to fuck me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it, but I don't see nothing.
Get the fuck out, me.
Y'all not blood.
But hold on.
I wouldn't do that.
I got a question.
You're like my cousin.
What?
Why am I obligated by my parents' choice?
Give me some.
Because you're obligated by all your fucking parents' choice.
No.
Okay, but you make things really. You guys have to take the mood the fuck out the house.
Weird. We already out the house. We already out the house. I'm at the wedding like, damn, that girl fine.
That is so selfish. Because what if your parents have kids together? Now you have now created a situation that becomes really.
This is getting real science-y.
Because if
this is getting real science. I don't know what.
Stop. The relationship is going to be. It doesn't even have to be science-y. Because what if you and your sibling decide that now you like each other and you want to have a relationship?
Yes,
it doesn't matter.
We're not related.
Listen, if you guys decide that you want to be married and your parents have kids, you are not only siblings to you're not only a sibling to your
stepsister.
We don't even know what we're called no more.
No. You're not only a sibling to your half sibling if you guys have kids.
So let me ask you this.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all
your
this.
Your mama and daddy.
Let's say you fuck with a nigga and then y'all parents start fucking with each other and get married.
Because y'all was close.
That's on my parents.
Is your parents married? Yes. How? You see how y'all fucking morals is fucking bullshit?
Double standard.
What is that?
You said what?
I just don't understand why we're making familiar relationships enter, like, personal relationships.
First of all, that's just some ethical ass shit.
That's literally life.
Like, why are we
think about it. The only way.
Hold on.
The only way you build relationships is from
socializing.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
you can't get mad if your parents start fucking with each other from.
What do you mean? That sounds dumb as fuck. Like, what are you talking about? You get in a situation and you start networking with somebody. You know, good and well, you're not supposed to talk to somebody else that you're not supposed to be talking to. That's just, you just know that.
Why are we obligated by that? That is not my decision.
All these other women.
My body, my decision.
Like, what
are you talking about? Yeah, my body, my choice. We're pro-choice here. Oh, this God. Is the pro-choice crew.
I mean, do y'all have social
if y'all want to do that, then do that. But just know y'all nasty. If,
hey, step-sister come through that big fat wagon-ass booty.
I don't know if that, I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Damn,
do.
Sis.
Whatever makes your world go round, because I don't know.
That's just
it might be weird to me, but it might be normal to you. So go ahead.
I don't feel like my mom is 50 years old. She's 50. So if she meet a new nigga and that, you know, his daughter's like 26, 27.
And she look good?
That ain't got nothing.
Like, you telling me if his daughter's fucking Drea, I can't fuck Drea?
No.
That's you out weird. Your goddamn mind.
Mean, not
because
no.
my daddy fucking her
do.
Mama?
Out of
ain't
here.
Ain't no way.
You can do whatever you want
to
do.
Ain't no way.
You said fuck
me
her.
To me.
You got somebody in the situation that's going to draw the line and respect that boundary.
You think if she want to fuck me, we give a fuck what them niggas talking about?
My thing, I mean, nah, so what you think I don't count if you use a condom? Because that's what you're talking like.
I wear condoms all the time.
Meat.
That's
meat.
Why I got kids.
This man over here.
Okay, so.
Too freaky.
What else you got?
That's why I ain't got kids.
Too freaky for me. This man over here.
Okay.
Kodak want to join you, so that's
fine. Okay.
Mr. Nasty Man.
All right. Society.
Uh-oh.
White people or black people?
Cap.
Portrays life to be the man being the hardworking man that he is, and he goes
the earner.
He goes out and he goes and makes the money for the household while the wife takes care of the kids. She cooks and she cleans and she makes sure everything is cool within the house and makes sure everything in the house is together. Right? Is that how society is these days?
That's what they say.
That's what they say, right? Okay, so what do you think is, I have a question after this. So what do you think is, who do you think has the harder job? The man who goes out there to work every day, 9 to 5, or the woman who stays home with the kids, who has to cook, who has to clean, and do everything else to keep the house
together?
Nigga.
I think it depends on the job of the man.
Nah,
let's go around, because I'm going to cap on this. Go ahead.
It depends on what the career is.
With the man?
Mm, or whoever's the breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, the man is the breadwinner.
You mean like hard work and labor?
Nah, just like, you know, the time that they have to dedicate to it.
9 to 5.
Well, 9 to 5.
Everybody not 9 to 5, though.
Sometimes you're gone 6 months out of the year.
But
like,
the example that I gave was 9 to 5.
It's very, she's trying to be very standard with
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay.
Like, very
general. So
yes.
The man is
so
the
I'm saying 9 to 5. Yeah. A man who has a 9 to 5 job, who goes out and works every day.
This nigga work at a coal factory or some shit.
I would say me, because I've been a stay-at-home mom for like for the first year and a half of my daughter being born. I didn't work, so I was at home. I find that it was harder being at home because I don't catch a break. Mm-hmm. I can't go out to lunch with my friends. I can't go outside real fast for 10 minutes and do something. I'm on the clock 24/7, over on 7 days a week. I don't get a break. Mm-hmm. I don't get the opportunity if my boys call.
That's called life.
I'm talking about how hard it is. It's different when
it
you guys, after work, you can leave and you can go kick
what?
Back with your boys.
Let her finish, because what is y'all talking about? Okay.
I'm saying because it's a difference because me, I have the full responsibility mm-hmm. where this child is attached to me at all times.
Exactly.
So when you guys could go get your hair cut real fast, I can't.
I mean, I have a child, so I understand what you mean.
Yeah, but I mean, I stay at home, like the one that's with the kid 24/7. You can go get your hair cut real fast. I can. I have to now find somebody to watch my child. You can go drink with your friends after work real fast. Like, on your way to home, you can make a pizza.
You
want to
drink with your kid?
Yeah, I need to. It's survival skill.
Okay.
It's definitely, wine is always a dad.
I make the difference.
What do you
think? I think it's only as hard as you make it.
Keep going.
Because, you know, she was saying shit like, you can't hang out with your friends, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you
Zoom
can.
Call.
I didn't say you
hold
can.
On, hold on, let him keep going, because I want to hear what he got to say, because it's okay.
You know, it's a
okay.
Shit.
All right,
go ahead.
So
go ahead.
I
no,
my,
no, I ain't going to take it.
I raised my niece, right?
Okay. How old?
Since she was a baby. Okay. My sister was 15.
And when you said raise, you mean?
Like, she lived with me.
And by yourself, just you and her?
Yeah.
And you went to school? Or?
I was out of school.
So what were you doing?
What I do now, DJing.
So you were DJing with her as a baby? Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, so, I had a girlfriend at the time that lived with me as well.
So she was taking care of the baby, basically?
No, she was in school. I was taking care of her.
So during the day, DJ. And then at night when you went to go DJ, she came and oh, that's not what.
Okay. I just, but now I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm just saying it's only as hard as you make it, because even though she was my kid when I was taking care of her, like I still had to make sacrifices, but I still got to do some shit I wanted to do too.
I feel like that situation doesn't compare to what she said in the beginning.
If I got,
we talking about a two-parent home, where the mom is and dad goes out and works. Your situation cannot relate because you're also at home with the kid while you're trying to go out and work.
Right.
So that's different.
No, because like I said, when I had to go DJ.
Yeah, but the difference is that time, like speaking on a.
Yes.
As a mom, that time that you got to go away and work, it may be work, but that's
space.
That's space.
So
from
is
this,
the nigga
that's
not
time.
Helping y'all after the 5 p.m. after you get off?
Usually they don't because they tired. So now they want to eat. So now dinner needs to be ready. Now they trying to fuck. And then now they sleep because they got to get up and go to work.
Who the fuck lived this 1960s lifestyle anyway?
We are going back to the original question that JoJo asked. For some of y'all that are hard of hearing,
thank you.
And like hearing is a problem for you, you got that selective hearing. Because you trying to make your situation relate to what she's talking about. It's different because you should have stayed at home all night because you had a child. You wouldn't be able to go out and DJ because you had a child.
No, the difference is the time schedule was just different. My 9-to-5. I was,
but you're not understanding the
we're saying not working at all. You're a stay-at-home.
You're
dad.
You're stay-at-home dad.
Like, oh, you don't get to DJ.
Yeah, you don't. So that means you don't get to go out and be a breadwinner.
I would personally like to try it.
There you don't, because I always said it. I wanted that lifestyle.
How do y'all feel? How do y'all feel about it?
How do y'all feel?
I know y'all don't have kids, but
I feel.
I mean, y'all don't have kids, right?
Yeah, I don't have any kids, but I have younger nieces and nephews, and I was at home nanny for them for almost like a year and a half. So I had to watch and feed little 5-month-year-old, a 3-year-old running around, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, like by myself. And it was just a lot for me. Like,
as a nanny.
I had to literally go, because like there's a little space on the roof. Like I had to go on the roof sometimes and just get away from the kids. Like
the kids
would have
took a lot of melatonin from me.
A lot. Like that's I have to make sure that stuff
is. Damn, the kids always sleep.
They have to take baths. They have to go to sleep. Kids do not like to go to sleep.
You have to entertain
they like
them.
To move around a lot. Like it's just
you
a
still
lot.
Gotta clean and cook.
I can't even go to the bathroom by myself.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, I used to watch kids.
You?
Yeah, people trust me with their kids. But anyway, and they turned out fine. Yeah, I'm mad fun. Kids love me. So, you know, I don't know.
Hey, drink this.
I guess it is a lot of work. But at the same time, I kind of be talking to kids like they older. So it kind of like, you do got to change their diaper and shit. That third, depending on the age you're dealing with, cool. That is all that. But that's, I don't know.
So I know.
It was hard, but it wasn't hard. It was like, the only break I got was when they slept, though.
Right. I had
and then at that time,
I don't have kids. And I also used to work as a nanny. And I'm going to go back to the original thing that you asked, and I feel like a mom definitely is working harder than a dad because you're still having to, irrespective of whether mom is a stay-at-home mom or mom does have a job or she works at home or she goes to school at home, you're still having to juggle multiple tasks at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have a lot of responsibilities and a huge expectation of you different than a dad. Yes, you're a provider. Yes, you go out and do things. But there is a lot that is expected of mom because you're going to look at your wife or your partner crazy if you come back home to a dirty home.
Your house has
or you come back home to a house and there's no dinner prepared. Mm-hmm. Or you come back to a home and your kids are like running wild and nothing's been taken care of as far as the kids are concerned or your kids haven't been tended to.
Y'all not cleaning cribs anyway.
It's a drain, though.
You're
draining energy.
There's an expectation.
Let me say what I'm going to say.
You're not from here. These American women ain't shit, baby. Don't let them paint you.
These grandmas don't be.
They ain't clean the goddamn thing.
Let me say what I'm going to say.
What last meal you cook?
Let me say what I'm going to say. First off, before I say anything.
I know you don't cook.
Yes, I do.
Kodak, shut up. Before I say what I'm gonna, my comment on the question that I asked, I'm gonna say this.
She cook hookah.
Y'all niggas don't know if women can cook or clean because y'all want women who ain't got no kids, and most of the time they not domesticated and they got niggas taking them out to
Taylor, eat. Taylor, can
and
you
they
cook?
Got maids that's cooking and shit. Shut the fuck up. So that's why y'all don't know if bitches is really domesticated and cooking and cleaning because shit.
So
think
they so
really,
no, so
hold
on.
Y'all ain't even
BJ,
domesticated
BJ,
y'all
repeat that.
Y'all want domestication
and
y'all not domesticated.
Time out.
I said the reason why y'all think that women don't cook and clean is because y'all dealing with women, no offense to the women who ain't got no kids, but who don't have no kids and no real responsibilities. And that is because most of the time these women that y'all want to deal with have men that's going to take them out to eat, and they're going to have people to come clean their house, or they're going to be outside all the fucking time and they don't got time to clean the fucking house. So change who you fucking deal with, because if you got a kid, she gotta cook for them kids. I mean, she gotta, yeah, cook for them kids anyway. So motherfuckers gotta
them
eat.
Kids ain't
eating.
I'm calling
the
cap on that one right
clean.
There.
Them
kids
ain't
eating.
So,
wow.
So listen, whatever. Say what you gonna say. Because I'm gonna. No.
I just wanna make one pinpoint.
What?
Because I need you to talk. Because you got kids, don't mean you cook.
Maybe you're right. All right. So no, maybe you are right. But,
I'm telling you from experience.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you are right, because there are some low-down dirty moms out there.
What y'all had for dinner last night? Noodles.
Okay, listen. So, to comment on the original
question.
We ain't
eat last night, mister.
Y'all are hell.
I laugh, but that's what I grew up on.
No lie. Mama's throat
turned off. Hell yeah. All
right, hold on, y'all. Listen. So the original question that I asked, this is how I feel about it. I'm not knocking a man who goes out and works. Okay, I get it. It's hard. It's stressful. But women, and especially single moms, there are a lot of things that we have to deal with. Okay. Number one, let's start with this. We men depend on women or their partner to be their backbone, their therapist, their mom, their fucking sex addict. Like, they want us to be so strong, not physically, but mentally as well. Because when y'all having a hard day at work, y'all got to come and talk to us about it. And obviously, y'all got to be close and friends. So obviously, you're going to talk to her, telling her what's going on, get her advice and her opinions on what you should do at work if y'all got that type of relationship. And so she has to be that one to be there for you emotionally. Whole time, she has emotions that she's going through too. She had a long day with these kids. So not only does she have to deal with her own emotions, she has to deal with your emotions as well, and the emotions of these little ass kids that's running around, as well as organization. She has to organize. No, hear me out. She has to organize, because there ain't shit going on in that house if shit is not organized. So she has to make sure this kid has practice set up for here. These bills are paid for this and that. Like, men ain't doing that. The women doing that. They making sure the bills are paid. They making sure the kids going to practice. They making sure they go to school on time. They get picked up from school on time. They gotta make sure they come home, cook, clean, and make sure all this shit is done before you get home. And then, God forbid that you had a bad day at work. Now I gotta deal with your fucking attitude when you come home and acting like I ain't had no fucking rough ass day because you had a rough day. So now I gotta deal with not only my emotions and how I'm feeling and my depression and shit. I wanna go out. I'm not feeling good. I feel like my body look crazy. I ain't been out in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta deal with all of that. No, I'm not saying it's your fault, but what I'm saying is I think that women get enough credit in general. Like, in a relationship or being a single mama, whatever the case may be.
Stop. Just this bullshit because, to go no, on long
stop,
enough.
No, stop.
Just hold because, on.
Stop.
I got a rebuttal.
Hold on.
No. I got a rebuttal.
Hold on. And no. Just because a man, not knocking this, because if the man doesn't go out and make the money, then yes, the bills aren't going to be paid. But just because the man goes out and makes the money for the household, that makes him, it's supposed to be, like, we supposed to just be like, all hell you and just forget about us.
Yes, nigga.
No.
What?
I ain't even gonna lie, Kodak. I wouldn't even want no girl to do no shit like
man,
that.
Man, don't, not no all hell shit, but damn, don't treat me like I ain't shit. Now, let me reverse what you're talking about, right? Let me, look, so this nigga go to work every day. Mm-hmm. He got a goddamn sit in traffic. You don't get flipped off by three motherfuckers in traffic.
In traffic?
Can I finish? Can I finish?
No, go ahead.
Can I finish?
You had a rough day.
His boss be shitting on him. His coworker be putting a whole bunch of shit on him. Life is just fucked up. His shit is bad too. Okay. This shit is going on, but he has to do that because it's a part of the puzzle that makes the family work. Okay. And he got to come home to a motherfucker. Sometimes the house ain't clean. Kids, not saying that happened all the time. Not in your scenario. The kids ain't washed. Motherfucker, the shit is just in disarray. This nigga done already, the shit that he has to do to make sure the house is straight, he goes out and does it, and it's only one piece of the puzzle. I'm not saying that women don't go through shit, but don't sit here and act like y'all only people that go through shit.
Yeah. No, so, but that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that.
She didn't say it. I didn't listen.
No, you didn't.
I understand
you
what you're saying,
period.
But that's not what she's saying.
We got too many women.
Get him, girl.
We got too many women in here.
Get him, girl. Situation. She feels like the woman is going through more than the man.
Yeah, but I feel like on a mental level.
I just said that. I just said that.
What you said from a male's perspective, I feel like on a mental level that it's equal in a way on a mental level. Physical level, the women do more, period.
No, but I don't
think... What if you say what kind of steel
factor?
I feel like on a mental... I'm saying on a mental level for everybody going through mental shit, you don't know how much mentally a person can handle. So therefore, him going through all this shit at work and then also worrying about, well, if I fucking lose my job because I have these kids, then shit is going to go left. So if his boss is shitting on him mentally, he's going crazy. You can't front. Like, if you're about to lose your job, that can fuck you up mentally.
Yeah, so, yeah, I can see that.
She's mentally fucked up too. Now, where that all ends is communication between the two. If y'all don't have communication, then that's y'all fault.
It's really
understanding and comprehending also plays a role.
Don't come home and be all in disarray because you had a bad day and the house ain't clean. You don't know what the fuck happened for that shit to take place. And I think what it is a lot of men don't respect what women do. Sometimes they belittle the fact that they're a stay-at-home mom because they're not going out making money. So they look at it as, bitch, all you gotta do is stay at home and clean the house, and you can't even do that shit, and I'm out here making the money.
Because if you ask a man to stay at home all day and do what you do, they couldn't do it.
Because half the time,
they're going to miss.
Half the time,
I wish I could be a stay at home.
Hold on,
y'all.
Hold on, y'all.
I have to do everything.
One second.
So would y'all be cool being the breadwinner and having that nigga stay at home?
Hold on, question on top of that. Let me stack another question on top of that. Could you respect your nigga if you were the breadwinner? Could you respect him as a leader of your house if you were the breadwinner?
No.
So why the fuck would I allow that?
I'm saying. This is something that has to be mutual. Now, the stay-at-home mom, all the time, these stay-at-home moms ain't stay-at-home moms because they can't get no job and they're not working or whatever, or they can't get a job, or they don't have a degree, or whatever the case. It's a decision that you guys both make, and that's something that you both have to stand on. So, if me and my man decide that he's staying at home for a while with the kids while I go out and I make money, because if I'm doing bottle service, I'm making a lot of fucking money, okay? And all shit.
Wait, you the breadwinner being the bottle girl?
Hell yes.
It can work. Still would have
with a kid?
I still
have
a
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can get her body done.
What? I don't have my body done, but...
I don't be in the club. I don't be in the club.
You're tripping.
First of all, I can make... I can make like 3 bands a night.
They be getting more than strippers, no lie.
I need to be a bottle girl.
Come to America.
You talking about sexy? You talking about
You talking about niggas that want to fuck me?
Yeah.
You talking about bitches that want to fuck me? You talking about couples that want to fuck me? Like what? They tip with
tips?
Girl,
you
fine.
Sections.
What are you talking about?
If you do hookah on top of that? You're not just walking.
Gratuity.
All that.
Crazy.
Right.
So, yes.
Who put gratuity on the receipt?
Right. Some of them say that.
So, yeah. So, if I was doing that.
Who ordered gratuity?
Yes, I would be able to live that life and take care of the kids.
Damn, man.
That question, though, was a good one. But because if I didn't choose that, then I wouldn't respect it. But that's only because we have our roles, and we all know as women we have our roles, and as men we have our roles. And if a man starts playing a role as a woman, or a woman starts playing a role as a man, the woman is too aggressive, or she's too
headstrong, or, you know, and a lot of men don't like that. Just like if a man stays at home with the kids and don't do shit, now we looking at you as like you a little man.
Wait, so if a nigga is a house husband, he a bitch ass nigga?
What I'm saying is,
yes or no?
If it's a mutual agreement and you guys decided that, then no, I would not be looking at my nigga less than what he is if we decided to do that together. But if he ain't got no choice,
like he just can't find no job.
Like he can't find no job and he's forced to be a stay at home dad, then yes, I'm not gonna have no respect for him.
Let me say something though.
I think it's expectation.
In this room,
yes.
I don't think anybody would ever experience that. Ever.
Experience what?
Having to stay at home anything.
Cause nah, because like we don't get money.
Exactly, but like you said, you being a bottle girl and shit, you meet a nigga, y'all have a kid.
Used to be.
You're not giving that shit up.
Like
whatever
what
way,
up.
Whatever ways you, whatever means you
not
make
even
money.
What up.
Like the nightlife. Like if that's what you.
I big that up.
But I'm just saying, like if that's your means of making money,
mm-hmm.
before you even had the nigga, had the kid and everything, you're not giving up that money.
Before you know you're
home.
Secure.
Yeah.
To stay at home with what? I have a kid. I ain't got no choice. If that's the case, because I'm the one carrying the kid.
You got a choice.
How?
What?
What you mean, how?
No. What you want me to get? Well, okay, I guess. What, get a nanny? Right. That's the only way.
You talking about before your nigga?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about being a stay-at-home mom. No,
we're saying, like, right now, like, being, like, before you get with your nigga.
If you didn't have a kid right now,
okay.
You were still in that lifestyle.
Okay.
You're not going to give that up to say, hey, I'm going to make this decision to be a stay-at-home mom. You'd be like, man, fuck that.
I was a bartender before I got pregnant. I had to stop. That was my sacrifice. I wasn't a stay-at-home
mom. Me too.
I was a stay-at-home mom.
What he's saying is, I think he's saying, like, if you're choosing to start a family, is that what you're saying?
Not even choosing, but, like, you choosing to...
To move forward with your pregnancy.
We're not talking about pregnancy, I'm just saying relationship.
Yeah, you choosing the,
before the kids.
So like, all right, you know what? I'm
like
gonna let this nigga.
Yeah, like we're not even going.
And I'm gonna be the stay at home. Like I said, none of y'all.
Oh, I've done that. I was making money. Like I just said, I was making hella money, and I don't work.
And your nigga just
but
told
you
don't
have
chill.
A husband.
No, I don't work. I have a man. But I don't work at all now yet. Well, I mean, you know, I be outside in the streets. I be outside in the streets, you know, grinding, working on my brand. You know, like I was doing radio in Chicago before I came out here in Atlanta. And so I was doing that. And then the only reason why I picked up, because I stopped doing bottle service after I had my daughter, because I'm like, it's time for me to really go hard for what I really want to do, what I went to school for. But the only reason why I picked it back up is because I was moving to Atlanta and I couldn't just get into radio like that, you know, that easy. So in order for me to pay my bills, I had to figure it out. So yes, I had to hire a nanny or I had to find somebody to, you know, take care of my daughter while I went and I worked.
I just personally feel like women ain't, you know, if you was making fast money doing that bottle girl shit.
Nigga, I have a choice right now to go in the club and I'm not in there. So it can happen.
Yeah,
and
we still working on some shit.
I feel like most of them ain't just giving that shit up, like, just to depend on a nigga and do
JoJo
what
got goals.
I have goals, yes. And so I quit that shit. And I don't have, my nigga don't pay my bills. Not saying that he can't, but I don't need him to. So I do all this shit on my own, and I don't work.
But that's the difference. But you're still doing something. It's not like you said.
What am I doing
example.
for income? What am I doing for income?
I don't know.
Nothing.
You tell me.
Nothing.
How the hell your bills pay?
I save my money. What motherfuckers are supposed to do?
Again, you're not depending
on
that nigga.
You make a sacrifice. I make a sacrifice.
That's really what he was saying. You're not depending on nobody.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. When you had the stay at home mom example, she's depending on that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So if you gotta give away that 3 bands a night to depend on a nigga, I don't see that shit happening in this industry, in this lifestyle.
Oh yeah, no, that's enough.
That's why I said nobody.
A lot of people are
misindependent.
I've quit that. I even talked to my dude about it. Like, hey, when we were living together, hey, I'm gonna stop doing this because I want to focus on this. So you gotta do it. But then shit didn't work out with me and him, and he moved out. It didn't work out. He moved out, and then guess where my ass ended up? Right back where I was at, in the club, making money so I could make sure my bills was paid. But I did have it in me to stop that shit, making all that money, to focus on my dreams and depend on him.
What are you supposed to be?
Corona.
Coronavirus?
Y'all stop knocking women. Shit.
Oh. Nobody knocking women.
I'm actually a plague doctor.
I love women.
Corona the plague.
Wait, I've never seen coronavirus in Halloween.
It's Kodak.
I'm the plague doctor.
It's just a germ.
But damn, that's episode 85 of the Big Homie's House. We had the homies in the building. Big Homie BJ, JoJo,
Michaela.
Tell people your name, shit. I'll be
forgetting. Michaela.
I'm drunk.
Sha, Noah.
Bria.
Sha, tell them what you got going on.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a rapper, or whatever the case may be. Nah, I'm an artist, actually. I wouldn't even say rapper, because that just blocks me in. So, you know, I got up working on a little project right now.
And you have projects out already?
Oh, yes, I do.
Big Homie Records.
I do.
Okay. What projects you have, and can they find them?
I got Shot and Lil Summer out. That made that like 2 years ago, but it's out there. And then I got 3 singles that I dropped recently. You can find that on all platforms. Everything's on all platforms.
Pashowski.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Big Lex.
What's up?
Who makes your records?
Who mixes them? It was somebody in New York, but then the ones I made out here, I didn't get them mixed.
You need to come holler at me.
He mixes.
How are you?
And he got a Grammy.
Couple of them.
How are you?
And we got Big Lex in the building.
Hey, y'all.
For sure.
The biggest.
The biggest. So, yeah, man, y'all tap in. Got the homies in the building. It's episode 85.
Go Cowboys.
Fuck that
fuck
shit.
Niggas. Go Braves.
Episode 85.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go Braves.
Yo, to the end, no funny shit.